The North American Wrestling Connection, presented by WrestleChat.net, will not be heard at this time, so we can bring you a CLW 83 Network special presentation. In the endless reaches of the WWE Universe, there once existed a planet known as Poopton, a planet whose surface was more orange than the face of Brother Love. Their civilization was written and predetermined well in advance, and it brought forth a mold of man whose mental and physical powers were developed by WWE Creative to mimic the abilities of all of Marvel's Avengers rolled into one. But there came a day when the stench of F5 gas threatened to destroy Poopton.
Forever!
One of the planet's head writers, believed not to be Michael Hayes, sensing the approach of doom, placed his infant son in a small rocket ship and sent it hurtling in the direction of Earth, just as Poopton exploded. The rocket ship sped through star-studded space, landing safely in West Newbury, Massachusetts, with its precious burden, Poopton's sole survivor.
Dun-dun-dun!
A passing limousine found the uninjured child and took it to nearby Stamford, Connecticut. As the years went by and the child grew into maturity, he found himself possessed of amazing physical powers. Faster than a Tensai Tyson Kid match. More powerful than a midget with a GM laptop. Able to sell a rainbow of garden gnomes in one single night, the boy from Poopton has become the man without zeal.
Super Cena!
Yes, Super Cena. Able to single-handedly break a briefcase and the internet wrestling community at the same time. Super Cena, able to amicably provide a divorce settlement after backstabbing his ex-wife in the heart. Super Cena, now with the power to sell merchandise and no-sell divorce.
Super Cena!
Tonight's episode, Tout, Tout, Let It All Out.
Admittedly, though, I'm not quite as capable of selling such things. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is the North American Wrestling Connection, as sponsored by WrestleChat.net. My name is Nikki Heyman, and I apologize to the audience for not being 100% myself. You'll have to understand that I have spent 70 hours of this past week trying to get the last of the legal paperwork in place before myself, my dear Uncle Paul, and Brock head to Raw 1000. Now, unfortunately, because of this mild injury, I probably won't be able to make it to St. Louis. So let me introduce you first to the person in the panel who decided to give me one of these bruises. That would be VRM.
Hey, maybe if you didn't say a word that I had just said was banned, maybe if you didn't provoke me into playing the button, and you wouldn't have a super kick to the face.
Calm down, Sean!
Don't tell me to calm down! Nobody tells me that I don't know controversy! You gotta be kidding me!
So you take it down 1,000. Who else have I got at the table? Ah, yes. Somebody else who's going to at least keep me in reasonable check without physical violence. That would be Trista Timpson.
That's what I do. I'm Switzerland. I keep the peace.
And somebody
no
who...
Sides.
That's all right. And then somebody who is going to stand back and watch and probably point and laugh. That would be Typho.
Been struggling to come up with a good intro for myself. I'll keep thinking about it later and later on, and I'll tout it.
You're lucky I don't have my stand button right now.
You're lucky I'm not even letting you anywhere near the soundboard. Speaking of soundboards, instead of our usual chief high muckety muck tonight, our engineer for the evening will be Mr. Jim Williams.
Ha. Karma for Nikki just going and going and going with the pony thing. There is a god. Oh crap, my mic's open. Hi Nikki, how you doing?
Pony.
Die, you further be you die quick! That's it. That's it. I'm out. You're our producer now.
That's taken care of. Speaking of karma, it's actually official, as it's my understanding that Karma is no longer an employee of WWE. That makes me sad. And Typho, I realize she doesn't fit in your wrestlicious roster. So, what does this mean for the Fed?
It means that, I guess, Layla and Eve Torres get to run the division a little longer. Because there's no one else. Because Beth Phoenix is a jobber. Natalia is a jobber.
So, Trista, do you think this might actually pull the Divas division out of the holding pattern it's been stuck in for the last 2 months?
No, because creative isn't creative enough to do anything with them, as they've shown for the last year and a half. This sucks. I'm mad. And I'm sad. And I'm angry. And disappointed. I miss Karma.
I miss her too. So VRM, what is this bode for Sarah Del Rey and any of the other Diva signings that WWE has been a little bit excited about?
Well, I'm not sure how well it builds for anyone that really Trips has been keen on grabbing, since now his two major coup d'etats in terms of recruiting, one of which is one of which in Carr has been wellness twice, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And now Karma has been released. So pretty much not just in terms of the Divas, but in terms of anyone that really that's come around since Trips took over the development division. I'd say they should keep their heads on a swivel.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Vince is going to see all Triple H's people striking out now, and they're just going to go preemptively just go fire Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose now.
No!
Bite your tongue!
Why? How could you say something like that?
Typho, you are very, very incorrect.
Wrong!
Don't even tempt fate in such a way. Oh, goodness. This is going to bug me all night. Thanks a lot, Vera. Let's see. Something else that kind of bugs me. No, I can't say it bugs me because I still think it was worth my money. Anybody else here get to see Money in the Bank this past Sunday?
Yes.
No.
Do I get a maybe? Anyone?
Nope.
Ah!
Quite possibly.
Ah, yes. We are joined by Ethan Muslin.
Ding.
She got it right!
Cookie.
Yeah, I'll pass on the cookie. Wait till my jaw, till the swelling goes down on my jaw.
Well, that's what you get for using tout on my show,
pony.
So why aren't you super kicking Ethan? Never mind. Why aren't you super kicking Typho?
Hey, he said it before I instituted the warning. You said it after I did.
Pappy. Anyway. So anyway, Money in the Bank was actually a pretty fair show, save for the ending that was referenced in the intro tonight. Which, Ethan, since you're here, it sure as hell looked like an accident.
Yeah, sure did. All right. Nudge, nudge.
And I know Trista, you and I are both kind of frustrated that it's leaked out a little bit that Jericho was the original plan.
I didn't know that.
I didn't mean to further darken your mood, dear. But apparently,
not gonna be a good podcast for me tonight.
At least it'll be for a different reason. Okay, let me try cheering you up. The fact that all of us predicted correctly that Dolph Ziggler was won the SmackDown briefcase. Now, Typho, did you hear any number threes screaming when Ziggler ran down and tried to cash in on Sheamus later that night?
I'm sure there were a lot of people screaming. I saw him coming. The first thought in my mind was, he's going to be the first guy that loses. Luckily, the chance didn't actually happen. So.
Let's see. VRM, the Punk, Brian, AJ. I'm not even going to call it a fiasco. That was a good match.
Yeah, it was a good match. Too bad it's the friggin' blow-off!
Don't make me play the calm down wave again. Because I wholeheartedly agree with you. We still need that Iron Man match. We really do.
Yeah. Yeah, because they've been having one hell of a series so far in the past few months.
And that would have been a much better blow off than this. Don't get me wrong. It was a good match. And points of it with AJ just sitting back and just watching them kill each other.
In the steel chair spot.
Yeah.
It's like, here.
Here, you hurt yourself some more. Made my night. Oh, Trista, I need a second opinion because you, just from some of the bonus stuff that we got on this show.
Okay.
What did you think of Miz's new look?
I don't think I've seen it.
Disc.
Is it the same like he has for the Marine, where he's like kind of scruffy?
He's got a little bit of a 5 o'clock shadow. He's grown his hair out so that the faux hawk is finally gone.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, I turned Raw off before the main event. I don't know why.
He showed up briefly at, he showed up at Money in the Bank to throw himself into the former champion's Money in the Bank match.
Yeah.
That we knew he wasn't going to win, but he also showed up briefly on Raw.
Okay. Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. And for a second opinion, I dig it very much. And
yeah,
I think Maurice is one lucky bitch right now.
Yeah, looking at it, he actually kind of looks like a scruffy Michael J. Fox.
I see that.
Yeah.
I see
that. He basically stole CM Punk's hair.
Yeah.
A little bit CM Punk, a little bit Jack Swagger.
Actually, that's a good comparison. Trista, you agree?
A little. But, like, in a better way. Like, he can pull off Jack Swagger better than Jack Swagger.
That's true, because Jack Swagger's too busy trying to pull off Biff Tannen.
What are you looking at, forehead?
Although, admittedly, despite the new look, Miz obviously failed in his Money in the Bank bid, and failed off camera after the match, where he kind of protested that he needed some respect, and he got some wonderful respect. After all, the boss had to come out and show him some respect, right, Hunter?
I'm an asshole.
Yes, the great Dr. Doofenshmirtz appears.
That's just the evil doc is kind of biting off an old Stone Cold gig, arrive, pedigree, leave.
Yeah.
But unlike the camera hog that Austin was, Hunter's doing it off camera and doing this for the live crowd. So more power to him.
Yeah.
Question is it becoming more of arrive, stunner, leave, or is it arrive, rock bottom, leave? That's the big one now.
That's a good question. I'm not sure because. For me, it would be kind of arrive, rock bottom, leave, just because I wouldn't mind seeing it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I hate to say it, but Austin beat his into the ground. Then again, that might be my bias showing. Nah, never.
Yeah.
But real quick, just to get everybody some info about the pick'ems. Some of us got points back because of the change of the stipulation for the Punk Bryan match. Unfortunately, that didn't help a lot of us because I'm stuck in a 5-car pileup at the bottom with Carl, Jim, Typho, and Forth.
If it's anything like the Zack Ryder accident, I'm sorry.
No, and actually, I've got to slap Stat Boy for putting Forth in second and third.
Numbers, who knew?
So, however, I am happy to say that VRM and I both got our wild cards with Big Show's Monster Ladder and Miz showing up to put himself in the Money in the Bank match, which helped you, VRM, get ahead of me.
I brought that out of left field. I had no idea that was actually going to happen.
Well, unfortunately, that didn't help either one of us with the Fizzleweight title. Because now, our new NAWC Fizzleweight champion is none other than Stat Boy Josh Henniger. Which is inspiring me to look at this spreadsheet over and over again to see if he cheated. He put the spreadsheet together. He could do this. Nah, I'm not gonna worry about it right this second. Because we've got plenty to talk about. Let's see. Oh yeah, something else happened on Sunday that I really wanted to talk about. Anybody who else here is a fan of Are You Serious?
Oh, you know, I know what you guys are talking about, and I heard that it's really good. It's really hilarious.
Okay. This past Sunday, this show apparently set off every single IWC smart alarm, especially on the fan boards.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if it's set off on the stream channels also.
I can't speak for anybody else, but the fan boards ended up with an 11-page tirade over the new puppet and hashtag WCW ruins everything. I have never seen...
To be fair, it kind of does.
Well, it's amusing to see how many people came out of the woodwork and started defending WCW. I was just baffled.
Has the whole world gone crazy?
I mean, so, Trista, have you seen this video?
I haven't seen the video, and I haven't seen the thread either, because... I don't know why.
There's a chance that the thread might have gotten locked and thrown away for the second time.
Second time.
It got shut down once because there was a wonderful, wonderful argument going on. To the point that one of the other posters says, I hope that somebody distract the mods because I really like what I'm seeing here.
That's always it. That's always the cue for the mods to insta-lock. Right, Typho?
Yeah. It's like mods are asleep post WCW.
Those mods. I hate those guys.
They're all assholes. Right.
To which I said, whose turn is it to distract the mods? I'm still in trouble for my avatar.
I can be distracted by bribery.
I don't have any WrestleLicious videos to spare.
That's unfortunate.
And well, maybe I could get the Panthers a couple wins.
Needless to say, it apparently hit way too close to home for the number threes, because that's exactly what this new character is. And it was just wonderful. Little and all sorts of in-jokes and all sorts of internet arguments, and even Puppet H got into the act by threatening to Marty Garner the puppet. Which, if somebody needs the translation, Marty Garner is the poor jobber that Hunter almost killed. In one of his first matches. Everybody's seen this gif. The guy in the red tights that Hunter pedigreed square on his head.
Yeah, he Isn't he thought he was going for a tiger suplex, and then Triple H was just like, no.
Face buster.
Yeah. So, but yeah, it's a wonderful sequence. If you are not a number three, watch and enjoy. If you are a number three, do not complain to me.
Marty Garner was also one of the Dubs in ECW. That's his other claim to fame.
Oh, boy. Let's see. We go on to Monday with Raw number 999. Which ended up with triple the ratings of any TNA program.
Well, duh.
And I'm not even factoring in the DirecTV Viacom fiasco.
What, did it end up being like a 4-something?
It was a 3-4. Which is very encouraging, because they did put on a heck of a show on Monday, pretty much as an apology for the previous week.
Yeah.
But we had the semi-fortunate continuation of this wedding proposal storyline, which still did not end with Punk proposing to Brian.
You know what? It's going to be bound to happen, I'm sure, just as a sheer joke. I will bet you, because we all know the golden rule: you never have a wedding on a wrestling show. I think it'll happen next week, I'm probably sure, as just some sort of ridiculous thing.
Well, I'm just, let me ask this, Trista, you probably at least saw the proposal. Did you facepalm when the both of them started chanting yes?
I actually awed at it. Like, they started doing it, I was like, aww, look at this cute, because they're both so little.
Actually, I will admit, I awed at the video package that they ran on the Peep Show. When they're picking out flowers and they're picking out food, which was all vegan and gluten-free. There I facepalmed, but...
It's like the one time I kind of want to see a wrestling wedding workout. It won't, since it's wrestling.
Yeah.
But... And now it's Kane's ball.
There's only been... Well, so, ball. Well, we said there's only two that have worked out?
That would be Savage Elizabeth and... Dawn Marie Al Wilson.
What about the one we just had, EY and ODB, or did that fall apart and I didn't notice it?
No, that's still going as far as I know. But then again, who watches TNA anyway? Strong.
Exactly.
Did Al Wilson have a heart attack at his?
No, it wasn't. He had a heart attack during the consummation of the marriage.
Oh,
it was Teddy Long that had a heart attack during his ceremony.
Still the greatest wrestling wedding of all time, Teddy Long and Crystal.
Mine's still on Billy and Chuck.
Edge and Lita.
Oh, God.
Kane. That's true. Edge and Lita, at the priest with a very I don't want to say non-politically correct, but it's definitely a poorly contextual exclamation when Kane came up through the mat.
Who could forget the playing of the Matt Hardy theme?
Yeah, that was my favorite.
Let's see. Hunter and Stephanie's renewal of vows is also high on my list.
Yeah.
Just for when Hunter finally pretty much blew up on her and then wrecked the entire set.
Did you guys see this list that the Score has put out, and it has like all these Raw facts, and they put like the people who have had the most matches on Raw, and Test is on there, and he's had more matches than The Undertaker. And so has Trish.
Wow.
And that's one of a bunch of stats that has been put out, if I remember correctly. They did a few of these.
Yeah. they did a whole bunch of them. Like, it's really cool to look at, but, like, you look at the list and you're like, okay, you know, it's Triple H and it's The Undertaker and, oh, okay, it's this person, that person. Then you look at it and you're like, test? Like, are you fucking serious?
You know, ridiculous amounts of stats. They had, like, how many Raws they had in certain states, how many they had in certain cities.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And just looking at, I was amazed, and I don't know if anybody else was just as amazed. The fact that WWE still has not done all 50 states. And sadly, two of them are my neighbors, the Dakotas. I was a little surprised at New Mexico.
New Mexico, haven't they had an Albuquerque?
No.
No.
Nobody wants to go to New Mexico.
Yeah.
I mean, I can understand North Dakota because there really isn't much out there. I've been to Fargo. South Dakota has Sioux Falls, and that's a big enough city. I think they would have been able to do something.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised they haven't even tried Boise. I mean, because none of those, you know, northern Rocky states have even had a Raw.
Yeah, the Dakotas, Idaho, Wyoming, and who am I missing?
Montana.
Thank you.
Yeah, not even Saskatchewan has had a Raw.
Saskatchewan doesn't deserve a Raw.
Now, I see Alaska and Hawaii are not included. Now, I know they've had shows in Honolulu, but they've never been televised.
Yeah, and this is probably based on televised events.
Right, and I'm racking my brain. They do say that there have been televised Raws from West Virginia, and I don't believe I've been to any of those. I was at a SmackDown in Wheeling.
I remember Raws being in Wheeling. I remember like mid 90s, like 96. I remember being in Wheeling for Raw. I don't know why I remember that, but I do. I'm pretty sure they had the Battle Royal there where The Undertaker and Mankind like fought through the arena the whole night. They started out in the Battle Royal, eliminated each other, fought through the crowd, and just all through the night they just kept showing them fighting backstage.
The numbers are also a little screwy because they list 130 events for New York. Well, that's cheating given that a bunch of the first round of Raws were done at Hammerstein.
Yeah. But, I mean, unfortunately, it does count.
Yeah.
Just going by the stats.
No, no, no. It's only fair.
It is cheating, but that's what happens.
Let's see. They list 5 Raws for Minnesota, and I've been to one of those. The night they confirmed Hell in a Cell for WrestleMania. Let's see. 67 events in Texas, Typho, and I know you've been to at least one of them.
Yeah, I've been to a handful, I'm sure.
Let's see. Ontario. Trista, have you been to a Raw?
I've been to one. I was at the one where Kane and Snitsky flew off the stage at the end, and Snitsky asked Kane if he was okay. I was at that one.
Okay.
It wasn't his fault.
I was actually just looking at the top cities, and yeah, about, let's see, 79 of the 100 or so that were in, of the 130 that were in New York, they either had New York City, Poughkeepsie, or Albany. Those are the three that really take pretty much all of the New York State events.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised Anaheim's hosted it 15 times.
I'm not surprised that Pittsburgh's really high on this list. I've been to a couple of Pittsburgh Raws, including summer 2004 for the Triple H Chris Benoit Iron Man. I know Chicago's had quite a few. Let's see, Philadelphia. That doesn't surprise me. surprised Orlando's not on this tops list.
Yeah, where's East Rutherford? I mean, they've had... They're not lumping it with New York, are they?
Probably not. They could be, but you never know. But, I mean, be fair, there's only 16 from New Jersey as a whole.
And how many of those went to Sovereign Bank? Because I know they haven't had one in Prudential Center yet.
Let's see, in the Ohio list, since I know they've done Raws at Nationwide in Columbus, up at the Q in Cleveland, U.S. Bank Arena in Cincy.
Yeah, they have, according to the count, 17 from Cleveland out of the 54.
Which I've been to two or three of those, including one that Hogan was supposed to show up at.
What a surprise, he didn't show.
And I had the absolute worst seats in the house. They were so bad, I was higher than the lighting rig. I was above even the Trons for that. I was just ridiculous. You stood up and you had vertigo. You were afraid you were going to fall forward and just go tumbling into the cheap seats in the back there.
I had seats like that for a Nitro in Dallas one time. I was in the very last row of the arena. My back was up against the wall.
Now, I've been to three shows total, one of which I had not floor seats, but like the elevated seats they pull out for basketball games.
Okay.
Another one I was on floor level. But the third one, which is actually the second one I went to in 2006.
Mm-hmm.
We were basically in the last row at Continental.
Now, for the aforementioned Pittsburgh Raw that I went to with the Iron Man match, I was stuck way up in the nosebleed seats, which means I have shitty pictures from that show. But I also have a really funny picture. They had a little audio station a few rows in front of us. And they had a really good view of the arena. Well, during the Iron Man match, they had nothing to do, so they were watching a baseball game.
How badly were the Pirates getting their asses kicked?
I couldn't see that. I couldn't see that very well because they were using one of those little 3-inch monitors that they usually smash off the regular announce tables. I could barely see who was playing. Let's see. And the list of the match types. I had to take a few of these and put them on a super fan quiz. Because I think out of that whole list, the only match I don't think I've seen in person is a submissions only match. Everything else I've seen at least once live.
I think I ran through every stipulation match that night that Triple H had to run that gauntlet in 99.
Yeah, well,
like
I went in...
An Inferno match, a casket match, a bull rope match, a boiler room brawl. If I hadn't seen it before at that point, I saw it that night.
Well, I know I've said this a lot of times, but the first Raw experience I had was the Bischoff... The Bischoff episode.
Yes, the Bischoff reveal, which if I had been there, I would have fallen out of my chair. You said you didn't know who he was.
I didn't watch WCW, so I was like,
who the hell's this guy?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I almost peed my pants when he showed up on screen.
This was the first wrestling event that my IMs and my telephone blew up at the same time.
What? You mean people had telephones back in those days?
Let's see, because did we have a house line at the time? No, I think it was probably my cell phone, and I had multiple IMs going off when Bischoff showed up, and I didn't respond to anybody for the first couple of minutes because I spent it getting my jaw off the floor.
Yeah, as did most of us.
But yeah, for a lot of the big city stuff here. Let me go back to the top cities. I've never been to a Raw in New York. All the New York events I have attended were pay-per-views. I mentioned Chicago. I went to the Raw after WrestleMania 22, so I got to see Umaga's debut. Cleveland Raw, I mentioned the one with the shitty rafter seats. I know I've done better. I'd have to do a little legwork. Philadelphia, no, I haven't done a Raw there. But anyway, the fact that we've all been to a Raw and we've all had a fairly good time, even if we had shitty seats.
Or we had Al Sharpton.
I am so sorry.
Yeah.
Or your cousin wouldn't buy you a beer because you were underaged.
Or one of your guest hosts doesn't show up because he had to have emergency surgery. I was at the Psych Raw. So we got poor Dule Hill, who was just completely lost that whole night. To make up for it, I was also at the Raw. We had Dusty Rhodes, or was that John Lovett's show? Regardless, as I said, Monday's Raw was a very good show. With the surprise return of Rey Mysterio, everybody thought he was just going to wait till SmackDown, which was going to be in San Diego.
Yeah, well, I mean, you kind of got to get the butts in the seats for SmackDown to have him come onto Raw, or at least you know the eyeballs of the TV.
Well, if that didn't get him, the traditional Heath Slater segment where he said, okay, fine, just send out whoever's going to kill me this time.
And then he was literally squashed.
Very, very literally. Good Lord, Rikishi came out. And yes, I did say that right. Because there was a lot more to him than what I remember the last time I saw him.
Actually, from what we observed him in the apartment, he was actually a little thinner than usual.
Well, thinner than he was at Knox Pro, not thinner.
Yeah, because he runs a bit of an independent outlet here in LA, and we had seen him at one of the shows, and he was smaller than we had seen him last, and it looked pretty much the same from what we had seen when he was on the TV, if you will.
I guess I just haven't seen him in a while, so.
It's kind of like when you first saw Vader come back, and it was just like, "Whoa, he looks so thin." It's like, "Well, wait, no, he doesn't."
He looked a hell of a lot more mobile than he did the last time he showed up.
Yeah, that's true.
I was satisfied with that. But Rikishi also gave us some quote unquote bonus footage.
Yes.
Not only during his squash of Slater did he give us an Umaga tribute by hitting poor Slater with a Samoan spike, but he gave us a sweet little dance number with his boys, with the Usos.
Yes, and let's also not forget the other tribute with the Banzai.
That's true. A tribute to Yokozuna by doing the Banzai drop.
I was getting so mad because he wasn't dancing and I thought he was going to, and I thought it was the score just like cutting it out to make me angry or whatever. And then they actually turned the lights on and then the Usos were there, and then it got another awe out of me and it was awesome.
Yeah, I ended up getting a big old grin when I saw that go down. It was pretty awesome.
I missed a lot of the two cool days, but that was a lot of fun to watch. So, and I was very happy to see that. I was also very happy to see a few segments later. Let me sum it up for Trista here. Why two jeans?
Yes. I remember why two jeans. And Dolph Ziggler. Sexy beast. Oof. Sorry, Jericho. That title goes to Ziggler.
That's all right. Those two can fight over that briefcase. I will take
it.
Ethan?
You could kind of misconstrue that, but let's move on.
No, I'm just going. I was just enjoying the view. That's all.
It was a nice view.
It was quite the view. And Ziggler has been bragging the fact that he struck Jericho absolutely speechless.
So talented.
Yeah, because it doesn't take words to lay you out with a code breaker.
That's true.
Hey.
What?
We don't talk about that.
Let's see.
Oi.
So the final bit of the night, which Trista turned off, and I don't blame you, dear. Cena dropped by to give us the non-announcement announcement.
Yeah, that's why.
The non-announcement announcement that he, since he's a face with a briefcase, that means he's got to tell us when he's going to cash in. So
he ain't waiting.
No, he's not. He's going to go ahead. He's going to go ahead and drop the briefcase in Punk's lap, and the two of them are going to have it out at Raw 1000, which. You know, gives us a couple. You know, gives us something else to an already stacked show.
Very stacked.
Let's see. The fact that it is so stacked, they added 30 minutes.
Seriously?
What?
There'll be a pre-show on YouTube starting at 7:30 Eastern, a la the pay-per-view, just like the pay-per-view format they've been doing lately. Which I'm gonna miss that part. I'm not even worried about it. I'm not gonna be able to see the pre-show because unfortunately I've got a lot of other stuff that's gonna get done before I can even sit down in front of the television. Top of the hour, the DX reunion, which the rumors are running rampant. We're gonna get just about everybody. The only one who I don't think is gonna show up is China.
And Tori.
It would be rather hilarious if China ended up being the one to take down Heath Slater again.
You know what? I would pay Mania money to watch that.
Yeah.
But the fact that X-Pac has pretty much all but confirmed he's going to show up via social media. There is a picture floating around of Ziggler posing with Billy Gunn. To which he should be just looking up at him going, Daddy.
someone did a face swap of those
Thank
two.
You.
And it takes, and, oh my God, it is scary.
They're brothers. Although Billy Gunn's probably old enough to be Ziggler's dad. Let's see. What else we got? We've got the wedding. We have Brock Lesnar showing up to tell Triple H exactly how he feels about this SummerSlam matchup. We have the confirmation
probably something along the lines of "Yeah, yeah, I want to face you."
I was thinking more lines. I was going to be something along the lines of "Shake hands, F5."
Don't give it away now. Also, the fact that since they're planning on announcing a permanent GM, as I said, somewhere in our paperwork, we're trying to get that arranged as part of a settlement that dear Uncle Paul will be running things. So,
one can only hope.
Well, there's a few other really good candidates out there. Trista, there's a rumor out there about Edge.
Yeah, probably not.
And VRM, there's a rumor out there about Regal.
Well, he's had the position before.
And Ethan, do you think there would be a rumor out there about Foley?
You know, I wouldn't mind Foley as the GM. I think he would, again, he's done it before, and I think he could do really good with it.
And apparently, some of them are doing it via the various methods of social media. VRM, just please cover your ears. So to follow this trend, Jim Williams and I had discussed it, and we're just going to take a further look into it. And a little more tech savvy than I am, so I let him take a look at it. Take it away, Jim.
Thanks so much, Nikki. Yes, the North American Wrestling Connection, presented by WrestleChat.net, is indeed getting social. We want to know what you, our loyal listeners to the program, think of what we're doing here on the show. We want you to use every possible social media platform to tout what you think and what you feel about this program. As a matter of fact, we've already had some fans of the show offer their feedback, and matter of fact, we have a few clips that we'd like you to take a listen to. Actual fans and their actual feedback. Take a listen.
I'm Mark, and I'm really smart. I represent the Internet Wrestling Community.
Mark! Your pizza bagels are getting cold!
Mom, I'm trolling the boards down here. Put them in the wave and I'll nuke them later.
Record now. It's simple. Okay. Simple, simple, simple. Record. Hi, I'm... It's not recording. It's not recording. Not recording. I hope I can get this to work. I need to be in this video.
I'm Stewie Griffin, and we'll leave you with a... I can't do it. We'll do it live. We'll do it live! Fuck it! Do it live! I'll write it, and we'll do it live! Fucking thing sucks!
I'm never gonna get this video done. I really need to do this. Can someone please tell me how to work this thing?
Well, I guess you could say this is a work in progress. Maybe you should just shoot us an email instead. Maybe to the anonymous NAWC general manager on some archaic computer. I really thought this was going to be a good idea when I pitched this at the meeting. I guess it's not. Back to you, Nikki, and please don't fire me. Please don't cut my pay over this. I'm sorry.
I don't have to cut anybody's pay. The only thing I have to do to Jim is this.
Honey.
I knew he was listening.
No. Not. No. Not cool.
Hey, be glad I don't stand you for saying the,
I'll sit on you, shut up!
Not my fault I'm thin.
I'm pleasantly plump. Moving on.
But, with a little... I don't know how much of this campaigning is going to bleed onto the show, but... We'll see. We'll definitely see. Really? No. I'm surprised. I really am.
Yeah, I'm surprised he waited that long.
Yeah, he's usually here sooner than this. What do we got? And I quote, with an event as big as Raw 1000, you know a few other big names are going to show up. So far confirmed, of course, The Rock, Undertaker, potentially Bret Hart, probably some of their regulars like Sergeant Slaughter and Roddy Piper. As for you, Nikki, we already know you're not going to be there. Screw you, GM. Let's see. With more content, we might be going to a permanent 3-hour format, but that's only if they do something interesting with the rest of the show. Actually, we're gonna take a breather so that we can actually sound a little more interesting in a few minutes. So guys, restrooms in the snack bar are open. Let's take a little time out here and sell some soap. We'll be back in a few minutes with more wrestling news.
You're listening to the North American Wrestling Connection, presented by WrestleChat.net on the CLW 83 Network.
Williamsware is now a part of the CLW 83 Network and is proud to offer official CLW 83 Network merchandise. Go to williamsware.clw83.com. Click the CLW 83 Wear button and browse through an ever-growing, ever-changing selection of items dedicated to your favorite CLW 83 shows and websites. The BS Big Show, the NAWC, Game Show Garbage, and many more. All available at williamsware.clw83.com, the official online store of the CLW 83 Network. Tune in and shop right now.
How many pro wrestling news websites do you visit to get your daily news? 3, 4, maybe 5? Do yourself a favor and make that number 1. WrestleChat.net, the only professional wrestling news site that brings you all wrestling news all day long, and is home of the critically acclaimed Still Real to Us podcast, starring former CZW ROH and ECW announcer Eric Gargiulo and the champ Jeff Peck. That's WrestleChat.net. WrestleChat, it's where it's at.
Roll the tape on this.
Do we actually want to talk about some wrestling?
I thought this was the North American Court TV connection.
We have more listeners. Anyway,
Hey, this is not actuality. It's wrestling reality.
I'm thinking of a number between 1 and no.
If you see a licensed movie game, it's usually crap. Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls at home, that is the Chris Clark hat trick.
Welcome to the North American Wrestling Connection, apparently presented by My Little Pony Friendship is Magic. I'm your host, Derpy.
Oh, Nikki! Nikki!
Great Bleach!
The CLW 83 Network. Tune in.
When Jason Block says it.
And I'm going to predict this right now. The Peyton Manning signing is a bust. Peyton Manning is a lot more hurt that they are letting on, and I think he's going to be out for most of this season somehow. I mean, you know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of Tiger Woods before he, you know, went out for knee surgery for a year. Mm-hmm. You know, because he's like, oh, I'm fine. Oh, I'm fine. Oh, I'm fine. No, I'm not.
Take it to the pay winder. The BS Big Show on the CLW 83 Network. Tune in.
Hi, this is Steve Bryant. You might remember me from QVC, and you're listening to the CLW 83 Network.
Please tell me you remember me from QVC.
Welcome back to the North American Wrestling Connection, as sponsored by WrestleChat.net. My name is Nikki Heyman. I'm here with Ethan Muslin, VRM, and Trista Timpson. Unfortunately, Typho had a minor wrestle-ish emergency and probably will not be rejoining us this evening. I have to give props to WWE's advertising, first with that wonderful miscommunication commercial they did for Raw 1000, and now for this internet-y music video they did with the SummerSlam theme.
Yes. This was phenomenally done.
And this is what you get when you don't script or at least as far as I could tell, this was not scripted. This was, as I like to put it, very organic.
Yeah, so, yeah. It seemed like it did. It was just kind of like they were just, you know, let's come up with, you know, silly stuff on the fly.
Silly things.
And, you know, it seemed to work. And, you know, I mean, come on, you got CM Punk doing drums with a water bottle.
I think that might have been the only part that was scripted, because I don't think CM Punk would actually know what that song was about unless someone gave him a piece of paper and said, these are the words, mouth them.
It's actually the bigger laugh, though, is the fact that Sheamus kind of catches him.
Yeah, Sheamus is funny.
Extra doofus points also to Otunga trying to flex his biceps in tune with the song.
And Daniel Bryan says, "Mint the palm."
And Daniel Bryan showing how little rhythm he really has.
Yes.
And for you gentlemen, a little fan service: Alicia Fox apparently does look a lot better without makeup. Crickets. Wow.
Yeah. I've actually seen it, so.
I was too busy looking at Natalia's cameos in there. That's all. Sorry.
And of course, Santino couldn't even figure out how to get the stupid thing to work.
That was probably that. Either he improvises really well, or that was scripted.
I think he improvises really well, because
I have to tend to agree. He does.
He's got some of the best comedic timing that I've seen out of a wrestler in a while. And he just seems to be a natural at doofus. But I thought it was very well done. I want to see more stuff like this. That the Raw 1000 ad, which harkens me back to the classic This Is Sports Center commercials. I would watch, you know, I would love them to do a whole bunch of those.
Yeah.
You know, once a month, put another goofy one out. Let's see.
Was that aired on Raw, or was it just thrown up on YouTube?
It was only put on YouTube as far as I'm aware. But it had been mentioned on the fan board, so I hunted it down, and I had a very good laugh over it. It is a lot of fun. It was just a lot of fun with everybody messing around.
Yeah.
Somebody needs.
There's like the Raw 1000 commercial, and that actually was like a commercial for you guys, right?
Yes, and and WWE Fan Nation released a making of video, which had a whole bunch of stuff on the cutting room floor that they could have made a second commercial with.
Oh, probably.
Which I wish they had, but it doesn't look like they're going to. Kind of too late for it. But just little things like that. It's stuff like that that makes me enjoy the show even more. So, from that, I need to... Sadly, I'm going to have to actually talk a little bit about TNA.
Aww.
Now, has anybody picked up the ratings for this week, since apparently DirecTV and Viacom did not get their stuff settled until after Impact aired?
Not from what I had seen yet.
Yeah, I haven't seen any ratings news yet.
Because it sounds like they're finally getting their act together, and they're going to have some fun with this Aces and Eights storyline. Especially when we find out who all are under these ninja masks. And some of the names have really surprised me. Not surprising, Jeff Jarrett, D'Lo Brown. Kind of surprising, Wes Briscoe, Luke Gallows, Chris Masters. And the one that surprised me, only because I know who he is a guy named Jay Bradley. So for you trivia buffs out there, does anybody remember ECW's Ryan Braddock?
Yes.
That's Jay Bradley.
Yeah. I think I might have seen him before.
I got to see him when he was still working in OVW. Actually met him. He you know, a little surly, but, a nice enough guy. Let's see. What do we got here? Oh, I have ratings. With the lack of agreement, Impact still pulls 1.0.
Hilarious.
What's the asterisk for?
Yeah, seriously. This is asterisked. Okay, Jim, what's the asterisk mean?
I just found a site from that had the information. The asterisk is it's an estimated final number formula. Okay, so that's what it was.
So this is an unconfirmed one.
It's an unconfirmed one. Yeah. They factor in. I don't do math. I'm just trying to find answers for you. That's all.
No, it's fine.
From what I'm reading, the asterisk says here, we estimate the final cable rating based off the following formula. Total viewership for the 6 weeks where Impact Wrestling has been airing live from at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which comes to 7,737,800 over six shows, an average of 1.229667 viewers. Total rating for the 6 weeks where Impact Wrestling has been airing live at 8 p.m. Eastern is a 5.8 over six shows, an average rating of 0.96. We divided the average rating of 0.96 by the average viewership and multiplied the result by the confirmed viewership number for this week. The final result of that multiplication is the estimated cable rating for the week. We acknowledge that this method does not adequately account for the potential sustained jump in viewership that Impact Wrestling enjoyed the weeks before DirecTV pulled its Viacom channels.
Oh, math. That hurt.
Poopy.
Too much math.
Too much math. The long and the story short of it is... Well, too late. The long story short of it is... We don't know. Probably never know.
Too long. Didn't read.
Yes.
Poopy.
So, yeah. So we've got the ratings figured out to about this.
I'm thinking of a number between one and no. Yeah.
So, with that in mind, though, now that DirecTV and Viacom are playing nice, and I can shut somebody up about the fact, oh well, DirecTV was paying a whole lot less than all the other people that were paying for the Viacom channels. Yeah, whatever.
Who asked That's... Mark to tell you that? Oh man.
Mikey, anyway.
Oh, I thought it was Mark. Same person?
No, not really.
Okay.
Although I think Mark is actually related to the nerd from Robot Chicken.
Pizza bagels. Yeah.
Nobody has bagel bites anymore, for God's sakes.
Bagel bites rock. Anyway, let's see. Those were the only big things that I had for TNA, because, once again, I did not watch.
Maybe a little bit of a bad taste storyline.
Is this with AJ Styles getting date raped?
Yes.
Really? On camera?
Okay, quick storyline recap. You know the big reveal from 2 weeks ago with the Styles Daniels feud?
Yeah, with the pregnant crack smoking chick.
Yeah. So apparently she's pregnant because AJ, who is definitely looks passed out in every single one of those pictures, apparently AJ's the father. And it and she had a whole bunch of pictures showing them in the same bed together. And AJ didn't look like he changed positions at all between any of them.
Probably not.
I can sum that one up for you.
Yeah, like we said, basically it's a date rape storyline.
Okay, that'll keep me away from there if they're going to be buying their storylines from CD vendors.
Nice.
And Russo isn't booking for TNA anymore, right? He's done.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It sounds like he's still on as a consultant.
Attitude Era-esque.
If Steiner wasn't under a restraining order, I'm sure we'd see a tweet about this.
Well, let me at least segue over to some. I guess it's good news. I think I'm going to get some second opinions here. Trista, did you hear that Chavo Guerrero's got a job in TNA now?
I did, and I have to tell you that did not affect me in any way, shape, or form. And I simply went about my day like I normally would. Good for Chavo for getting a job, but I was never a fan of Chavo, and I don't watch TNA, so.
So does that affect either of you gentlemen?
No, and you know what? Quite frankly, I wouldn't be surprised if he's relegated to the mid-card there as well.
VRM, any more snappy repartee about this?
I got nothing.
Okay.
TNA hires a midget and make Chavo feuds with him.
Oh, no. Is Puppet the Angry Dwarf doing anything these days?
Doesn't he have his own promotion?
Okay. I was going to say, the least relevant nepotism hiring in wrestling history, or does Hector still work for them?
I don't think so.
I don't know if Hector's still there, so. But, yeah, more power to him. I heard that Chavo's hasn't been the nicest guy on Twitter of late, but I was following him for a while, but my Twitter has been going by the wayside of late. Short of a lovely response from my dear, dear Zenmeister, who I believe is still doing RVD radio via the other place. But now that where we came from, Trista.
Oh, I got it.
Should I spell it out again? The place that people should shove up their ugly in.
Aww.
The place where Typho's still running his show off of.
Yes.
That's why we kicked him off. Oh, wait.
I did no such thing.
Spoilers. Now,
New Jack did that for him when he cut his internet.
But seriously, with RVD Radio now being, I'm guessing he's doing it live, but he's doing it on weekday afternoons now. And every now and again, I get a notification, see if I can jump in. Unfortunately, I have been just too crazy busy, so I tweeted Rob saying, I miss being on your show. And he did respond, we miss having you on the show.
Aww.
So I'm quite flattered about that. So Rob, there's a plug for you. Now you got to plug mine. Anyway,
that's what she said.
Oh no!
All right, I'll get the jar. Just so you can put a oney in there, or uni, whatever the hell it is you're calling.
I'm done. I almost want to end the show right here. I don't think I can top this. Trista, you win.
Thanks.
Wed.
Yeah. Yes, she does win, and here's your prize.
Now let's go to the board. Oh, wait.
I don't think I would have ever imagined that that's what she said joke would ever get a win.
Perfect timing does that. We'll do that for any joke. So with that, we'll go to another joke we've beaten into the ground. That was actually pretty
Wait,
much.
There's something more of a joke that's more funny than TNA.
Well, it was parodied a bit in the intro. In the fact that somehow John Cena has no sold his own divorce. And as far as I know from the TMZ report, not only did he no sell it, he won.
So he no sold and won, so he basically pulled a Hogan.
But no he's Hogan.
No, he superseded the courts.
Yeah. He beat Linda Hogan's lawyer.
And even in legal battles, the adage runs true. Spoiler, Cena wins.
I'm baffled. I am absolutely baffled.
Yeah.
So with that out of the way and all the confidence in the world, he went in there and said, "Hey, can I have the briefcase?" And Jericho's like, "Damn it."
Yeah.
But I don't know. Again, I want it. I don't know if I should cheer or boo or.
I'm booing for the fact that it's simply because it's going to get rid of the Iron Man.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, props to him for at least settling it without it getting too ridiculously ugly. But dude, take a vacation. Seriously. I'm not going to miss you. WWE might lose a couple of bucks.
And that's why he won't do it.
That's true.
But to put it into perspective.
Yes,
yes, Cena did win, but it's not as impressive as Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes' most recent divorce.
Don't even go there.
That was 11 days from the time she filed to the time they had it settled. 11 days. Think about it.
Mm-mm-mm.
Hardly a week.
Not quite 2 weeks. But, you know, more power to him. But now he's going to be stinking up the joint in a match against CM Punk, which I'm going to watch very carefully to see if this is going to be the first time in a while that Punk's going to go through the motions.
Oof. I hope not.
I hope he doesn't either, but... Go ahead, Trista.
Why would he? Him and Cena have great matches.
No, I'm not saying that they won't have a bad match together. I mean, Money in the Bank... You know, last year's Money in the Bank match, those two were awesome. I just, you know, it's one of those... You know,
Following the formula.
Yeah, where Punk is going to roll his eyes and say, okay, now I got a job to Cena. A la Shawn Michaels at WrestleMania 23.
And the subsequent Raw match, that was a lot better.
So.
Yeah.
I don't know. But with this coming up, let's see. Well, we already have a pretty good list of some of the stuff we're gonna see on Raw 1000. So, since we're not gonna get the Iron Man match, DRM, what would you like to see on Raw 1000 that hasn't already been put on the list?
Maybe an actual tag team title defense?
Could happen. Ethan?
You know, I got nothing. I honestly, I've got nothing. I think the show already has too much that I can't even fill in 3 hours. I don't think you can cram any more into the show.
Trista?
I want to see Edge spear Heath Slater. It's not going to happen, but that's what I would like to see. Because I think it would be funny. And I would also like if Heath Slater would brag about, you know, if he gets all these women and whatever, and then Karma comes back and Karma could destroy Heath Slater. But that's also not going to happen. But I would also like to see that as well.
Let's see. I would like... There was a suggestion, and I believe CM Punk was the one who made it, that good old JR shows up and at least gets to call the WWE title match.
Yes! Yes!
You know, I'd go for that, absolutely.
I'm not only going to say yes, I'm going to say please. No, I'm at least going to say yes.
Yes! 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 Yes!
See, most definitely.
Oh, you mean...
Indubitably!
And with all this other awesome stuff on the card, there is one thing that will definitely not be there.
The Divas match.
That too, probably. Sadly.
More?
No. I want to brag about this.
All right.
No Randy Orton.
Yeah, you know what? That is cause for a party. Yes.
So yes, it is time to celebrate. Jim, cover your ears.
Oh, I never leave home without my time, Shannon!
No! No!
Woo!
Ta-da!
It's a show for little girls! Little girls!
Calm down, Jim!
Little...
The added benefit is at least Pinkie Pie doesn't have to grease the cannon with baby oil.
No! Oh,
baby oil?
No!
I'm done. I quit.
I think we killed Jim.
If the pony didn't do it, it was the baby oil. Yep.
That's what, the third time tonight?
So funny.
All the time funny.
Funny.
Okay.
I thought that was quite funny.
Yes, who asked you?
Before we kill Jim any further,
it won't take much.
Yep.
Trista, do you have anything to plug?
No. No, I do not.
Okay, Ethan.
No, just Red State, Blue State. We've got the show up. Should be up today, if not today, tomorrow. We are also going to be posting up a special breaking news edition that we are going to be covering about recent events. So keep your ears out and eyes out for that one.
VRM?
On this week's episode of WrestleCraft Sports Digest, you find out why Nikki had to have the ice pack on her jaw. In addition to what we think about the NFC South, a statue that is being removed forever, and what else is there? Oh yeah, and how the Tour de France is all but wrapped up, except for all the formalities of the Champs-Élysées. Oh wait, and yeah, that's right. Tiger's back in the hunt for the British Open.
Hmm. Okay. Jim, anything? You have anything to plug?
First of all, VRM, you didn't do the job well enough on your show, I think, after the events of this pony-filled show. I'd like to let everybody know I'll be riding the Friendship is Magic Express when it comes to a town near you. No. Okay.
Hey, be fair, there was one in San Diego for the
Comic-Con. That's what I'm getting at. I've seen the pictures, and I'm like, really? Really? Yeah. Really?
Really?
Riley!
Randy!
Jimmy! Anyway, Touch 'Em All is back on this upcoming week. Wednesday we'll record. Thursday it'll be up on CLW83.com. We'll be talking about baseball moves as we get close to the trade deadline. Some big injuries to some big teams in the race. Joey Votto out for Cincinnati. Big Poppy out for the Red Sox, among others. And, of course, Mike Trout's awesome. So there you go. Stop funny. He's my boy. Stop it. So listen to that and all the other podcasts, including the BS Big Show, which is about a four-hour listen. So indulge yourself in that football discussion at CLW83.com and Pony.
Oh, I just remembered. I'm supposed to do Seidelman's show next week with the wrestling themes.
That's right, wrestle theme reviews, yes.
There you go. That's what I'm doing.
So give a listen to that just for Trista, not for Rob. Just for Trista. Because Trista's awesome. That's what I'm trying to compliment you, Trista. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. I know. Okay. I like compliments.
Yes.
I know. It's going to be so
because I had nothing to promote, because I am already on the show that I would love to promote, the North American Wrestling Connection, and now that I have thoroughly killed Jim, he's gonna go.
Pinky the Bonnet.
So I'm gonna let him go babble in the corner for a little bit while the rest of us call it a show. So for Trista Timpson, for VRM, for Ethan Muslin, and for poor Jim Williams over
there. Go back
to the
crowd.
Who's going to sit over there and continue to babble like a fool, and we're going to point and laugh at him.
Clip her wings!
You leave my Dash alone! So, ladies and gentlemen, this has been the North American Wrestling Connection, as sponsored by WrestleChat.net. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and don't forget, Raw starts at 8.
Don't be late.
Raw starts at 9. Not 9:15.
Or 7:30 for YouTube users.
And if you live somewhere else, consult your local listings, please. Looking at you, Muslin. Good night.
Good night, all.
For more information about this podcast and all of our other podcasts, please visit our website at clwa3.com. Any questions or comments? Please send an email to clwa3network@gmail.com. This has been a presentation of the CLW83 Network. Tune in.